uncle suffers from a brain disorder called nominal or anomic aphasia. He cannot recall words or names. What a word means remains, but the word itself is absent. Which is to say that for my uncle, a banana is not now a banana, but instead a large, long thing that you peel and that is also soft. Basic words like long and soft, the stumpy, resilient Middle English ones, retain their tenuous footing in what frayed cognitive network remains in his peaked, melanoma-scalded head. But anything multisyllabic, here being two or more syllables, is a struggle. Each sentence, each grasping expression of a need or want, is an exhibit of composition by penumbra. Put geometrically, let's say meaning is a circle. Enough tangents on its perimeter will transcribe its shape, and therefore its center. At the senior care center where I drop him off, a large black woman with giant yellowish eyes guides him through a set of swinging double doors. During the day at home, I try to read a book by Kenzaburo Oe. I pick it up, read a few pages, and then put it down. I watch Troy on HBO intermittently. The book is called A Personal Matter, and it has to do with a man hoping that his newborn, mentally handicapped son dies in intensive care. I read the part where he starts to think that maybe his son will survive, after all. The narrator's name is Bird, which I like. In the evening, I pick my uncle up, and then at home make macaroni and cheese. I make it from scratch, the best sign that it's my first night caring for him. It's too hot, and my uncle drops it from his mouth gently, the food sliding off his tongue as he leans over his plate with his arms by his side. We wait for the noodles to cool. There is nothing to talk about. Silence is not always generative. In his muteness, there is a feeling of entropy, of the sad and private chaos. If we call a sound music, we call it something first. After dinner, he takes his pills and then slaps both his hands on his thighs once and says, "Okay, bed." Later, I go to the 7-Eleven down the street from where I grew up. There's a cell phone store next door now. I buy a slab of Philadelphia cream cheese, a pack of cigarettes, a Snickers ice cream bar, a carton of whole milk, and a tube of toothpaste. The clerk scans them listlessly. Out in the parking lot, a couple of kids are throwing a full bottle of 7-Up against the concrete retaining wall. Out beyond that, there's the Potomac River, Virginia, points west. A vague distance that implicates the gaps between shape and its true center. When I get in my car, I can hear the bottle against the wall, and it makes a fat, dull noise.
To say, and I am saying it. Listen, silence is the content in the interim between, rather than the absence of anchoring. What is the content that defines your concept by contrast? I have something to say, and I am saying none of it. Silence, the bars between the margins, the blanks between the sparseness of notes. Listen. What is the station of abatement that ends as the tides collide? If I have anything to say at all, then let me say some of it. Silence, listen, a racket between the brackets which exclaim. What you anticipated in waking and then failed to listen, entertain. What of the birds tweeting outside the window? What of their interruption to sleep? If any sum of this at all should be said, then let me hear none of it. The silent listen, treatment, listen. Is it the sharper the corner, the less the foresight? More and more I feel that we are getting nowhere. Listen, silence how, listen, liberating, listen to let a moment hang in the air. Of what implication for art, of what implications for joy? Less and less do I feel that we are going nowhere. Silence, a refusal, listen, to tuck under the rug, listen, a refusal to still listen in the closet. How do we keep our receptors open in a tunnel of shutout? More or less, we must go anywhere that we will be taken, I feel. Listen, silence, and listen, sense of developing, listen, tolerance, listen. Is the weed as much the garden as the rose? If anyone is going nowhere, then let us join her. Silence, allowing for listen, occupation by outside, listen, forces, listen, listen. Inch by inch and sound by sound, does one become aware of new elements? Anywhere we will go, we will find less of what we want more of. Silence is what once we only once were, and listen, what listen, one listen, day listen, we only listen will be. Do you want to remember the previous bird, the previous tree? Less and less do I have anything to say to anyone. Listen, silence, listen, so listen, conducive to reading, listen, and listen, therefore should be encouraged. When you awaken, can you take note of the soundscape? How to be attentive to this particular clatter, clacking, clangor, click, cricket, and crockpot without referencing back to those before? Listen, I say listen, silence that you listen, say it to listen, name it to listen, speak it is already to diminish it, listen. I have something to say that I am happy to say that we have likely said none of it, in fact, at all.
few ships, and the ones who never left.
Greg, you are not a hostile person. Refrain from your hostility toward me. I am only enjoying this delicious local juice. I was laughing so hard there for a minute.
You would. You're a tool to your own system. Sometimes when you use this chat, I imagine a barbarian bumbling around.
Well, sorry to offend your delicate sensibilities. My hands are too big for the keys. My bones are made of rocks.
Your soul is a rock. Shimmying down the hillside of.
Crush your village. Eat town. Then you die.
Not if my dragon hair comes to life and escapes. It is sad that someday I will have a toupee.
That is not sad. You are a good soul. Hair inferior to soul.
Hey, how old are you?
26.
You advertise yourself as much older, Steph.
I ain't advertised shit, Honky. I work really hard to recover from partial insanity and complete emotional incapacitation.
Yes. You are the big quiet guy that people take around on a leash.
Why a leash?
I don't know. I really don't want to say.
It's okay. Just say it. The office is empty, and it's just us.
Mexico here to recognize Sammy. Seeing that thousand face friend of all stretching thing. Do I hear what see? I don't sound anyone. Anyone waiting, make the ship can dream. Your lovely red face slap without the drop. A thousand feet form tiny pebbles. Obelisk, mouth, septum, length return, and far be it forward to, living for me, living for the other. But it was me, but it wasn't, but it was me. Where can I find in a rope, fight in silence, and hope, dreams? It was. Landing, rest, a needle of the lost, the words must be more mushed and vast, bush, but words apart, but some end here, never break it. Remember, I don't. Silence is some of it. What answer faces answers is for, is there for it. We have none of it. Do not know it isn't ours. One word set aside to embrace cookie. I'm lodged, you remember? Lost it. Why can't we forget? Because you're in this, because you can't speak past. Speak past or make what can't. Why would come small? The words composed, wanting, ears, eyes, work, wind, separate. You can't make, can't. Why now then? Please come, my son.
Each of which features harp remarks. Everyone with me. Imagine a long line of people in a VIP, possibly with his wife, possibly with his security, possibly he's a she. A very important person is walking down a long line of people shaking hand after hand after hand. Three quarters of the way down the line of people, a very important person comes to a man in an overcoat and a top hat. While a very important person sticks out his hand, or her hand, the man in the overcoat and top hat does not return, stick out his own hand, but instead lifts his leg and deposits it, very gently, into the hand of the very important person. Chaos silently ensues. The very important person is made speechless by this revolutionary act. The man in the overcoat and top hat is also speechless because being speechless grants him, in this situation, all the power. Speaking truth to power is boring because it's so goddamn ubiquitous. Everyone speaks truth to power these days. I prefer standing right in the face of power, handing power my leg, and then giving power the silent treatment. Number two, Jonathan Richman has a song about Harpo Marx called When Harpo Played His Harp. In the chorus, he reminds us, in a chorusy sort of way, that when Harpo played his harp, all was still. Given his reputation as an id-powered, goat-footed, teetering on the very razor's edge of malevolence physical comedian, stillness, silence, is really the only appropriate reaction to Harpo's skill with an instrument so closely associated with the Judeo-Christian superego proxy, the angel. Three. This is one of my all-time favorite lies. On an occasion or two, when asked about the origins of the names of the Marx brothers, Groucho told interviewers that Harpo's name did not come from the instrument that he played, but that instead he was named for the Greek god Harpocrates. Images of Harpocrates show him as a child with curly, light red hair, Winston's look in his eye, and a finger to his lips. Harpocrates, who, it can be noted, was beloved of the occultist Aleister Crowley as a symbol of the higher self, the thing we perfect ourselves towards, was the Greek god of silence.
circus jerks to attention of those so precariously concerned. In this frame, in the grooves of this record, a refusal to capture what time's body disguised, precision meant to be obeyed. As the open approaches others based on an equal presumption, is timing a cross between Buster Keaton and Beckett? Yes, comedy needs a space, a precise place for delivery. And film is such an enterprise. It is a silent taunt, an admonishment heard there, closing oneself off to prepare a sequence of images, its cage consciously worked on becoming a nicer person. Regression quiets us as the germ before the human, before language spoke. Shh. We're watered and grown. We feed and feed back. The mouth needs a body. It needs to ingest the word or worlds of others. It needs to reject the good taste that knows when to vomit. Yes, an animal is a hierarchy of parts living off a more democratic vegetation. The singular head makes a decision. It solves the maze, uncut from what translates. Beauty is what the parts do, not what the whole is. Cage celebrates the finite event, a sneeze, a fidget of the person sitting next to you, to rescue music from its sublime failure, that is, from our inability to grasp the total, the infinity of it. He instead induces us to sideline the subject and embrace the singularity, to feel how an act of experience constructs.
Which is so excellent once one gets one's mind and one's desire.